姐妹平安，感谢主早晨又这样召聚我们。相信昨天大家一定都有一个非常欢喜快乐的一个聚集。为了弟兄姐妹能够在主的面前有一个美好的见证。我实在是很盼望能够参加。但是啊。但早晨我们又能够在主的面前一同欢喜快乐。
But this morning we can be joyful together before the Lord.
实在是因着我们主耶稣他奇妙的救恩。
All because of his wonderful salvation.
所以我们能够靠着主的恩典在他面前能够欢喜快乐赞美他，真是感谢主。
We praise him that we can come before him and praise him.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌《从我活出你自己》。
The song we just sing, Live out thy life within me.
我心里就在想啊，我想这必须要有两个先决条件。
And then I think this requires two requisitions.
第一，在我们里头啊，必须要有主耶稣。
First of all, the Lord has to be live within us.
如果我们还没有信耶稣的话呢，我们就不可能从我们身上能够活出他自己。
If we are unbeliever, there is no way we can live out His life within us.
第二，如果我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Secondly, if we already saved,
我们知道主耶稣已经住在我们心里。
We know the Lord is dwells in us.
基督在我们里面就是我们荣耀的盼望。
And then the Christ within us, that is our glorious hope.
这是我们盼望，我们的荣耀盼望，有一天主能够从我们身上能够活出来。
Our hope is the Lord's life will be lived out within us.
这里第二个先决条件就是说，那你要愿意让主耶稣从你身上活出来。
The second prerequisite is we are willing to let His life be lived out.
所以早晨要与弟兄姐妹交通啊，就是讲到与主同死同活。
This morning I would like to fellowship with you. We have to co-death and then co-live with Christ.
所以我们必须要先有这前面这两个先决条件。
And we need these two prerequisites.
第一就是你有主耶稣在你里头。
First of all, the Lord has within us.
第二，你要愿意让主从你身上活出来。
Secondly, we have a willing heart to let Him live out.
好，感谢主在早晨擘饼的时候。听到多位弟兄姐妹在主面前一个奉献的祷告。
And then I praise the Lord this morning during the communion service. Many brothers and sisters, we pray that we would like to consecrate our life to Him.
也听到许多弟兄姐妹阿门。
And then brothers and sisters, we say Amen.
所以我相信在我们当中，大多数弟兄姐妹都已经具备了这两个条件。
I believe most of us we have this pre two prerequisites.
所以早晨我们盼望从主的话语，我们来一同学习。那我们如何让基督从我们身上能够活出来。
This morning, by the Lord's words, let us to learn how can we live out His life.
请我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read scriptures.
请先翻打开圣经，翻到哥林多前书。
First of all, First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
Chapter one.
我们读哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
我们就读，我们读三十节的前半节。
And the first half.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus is by his grace.
可能下半节也很好啊，我们也一起读好了。神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Came for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这一节我特别要强调的是，乃在前半节说到说，你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
And then I would like to emphasize the first one is, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus.
好，请再翻到哥林多前书第十五章。
And then First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章，我们就读二十二节。
Verse.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
对，我们中文也可以这么说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都活了。
As for in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
好，请翻到罗马书。罗马书我们要读的多一点，请先翻到罗马书第六章。
Chapter six.
罗马书第六章，我们要从第一节读到第十三节。
We will read from verse 1-13.
好，那我先读中文，再请姐妹读英文。罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we also die to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ has raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also shall walk in the newness of life. As if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we shall no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer have dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise you also. Consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
我们最后要读还在罗马书，我们要从第七章第十八节读到第八章第二节。
Romans chapter 7 from verse 18 to chapter 8 verse 2.
我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律 在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. But I delight in the law of God in my innermost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
那我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在你的话语面前，我们仰望你的恩典。
Lord, before your word, we look upon your grace.
主，我们相信你向着我们那永远的爱。
Because we believe that you are everlasting love.
因此，我们仰望早晨你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, this morning we ask you to send us the Spirit with revelation and wisdom.
好叫我们明白你在我们身上的心意。
So that we know your heart desire.
主啊，听我们在你面前的奉献。
And receive our consecration to you.
主啊，愿从我们活出你自己。
And then may we live out your life.
主，愿你在我们身上得着你所当得的荣耀。
May you receive glory from us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
Hear our prayer, Jesus.
Amen. 我们知道，我们因着神的恩典，我们信了主耶稣，我们从神领受了一个新生命。
By God's grace, we know after we received His new life.
而这个生命就要在我们身上要活出一个新生的样式。
And this new life will have a newness within us.
就是我们基督徒的新生活。
That is our new life.
基督徒的新生活不是靠着我们的努力。
And our new life, it's not through our own effort.
我们的新生活乃是一个与基督同死同活的生活。
This new life is the life called death and the life with Christ.
我们如果要能够活得好，
if we want to live good,
我们要能够活出基督来，
if we want to live out the life of Christ,
我们就必须要死得对，
we have to die right.
也就是认识神在基督耶稣里已经成就了救恩。
We have to know that the salvation that God has accomplished.
知道我们已经与基督同死。
We know that we've already died with him.
相信我们也必与他一同复活。
And we believe we will resurrect with him.
而且一直活到永永远远。
And we will live forever.
所以上一次的弟兄姐妹交通道，我们是已经被神拯救出死入生的一般人。
And last time I was fellowshiped that we already out of death and into eternal life.
我们说到了我们在神面前的一个新地位。
And then we talked about our new position before the Lord.
我们原本是在亚当里的一般人。
We were the race in Adam.
什么叫做在亚当里的一般人呢？
What is the Adamic race?
我们看见罪因着亚当一人一次的过犯，罪就进到了世界。
Because of sin of Adam, the sin entered the world.
死也借着罪做了王。
And the death, because of sin, become our life dominant.
所以所有从父母所生的。
All people who were born from our parents.
我们都是生在亚当里。
We were all born in Adam.
我们都是亚当的族类。
We are all Adamic.
我们都是活在罪的权势底下。
We all live under the dominion of sin.
我们也是死在死的权势底下。
We all died in the dominion of sin.
所以在神的面前，我们都是在死的地位上。
And then before God, we are all have the position of death.
所以圣经呢，我们看见在亚当里众人都死了。
That's Bible tells us we all died in Adam.
感谢神，因着他的恩典。
Praise Lord because of His grace.
借着基督一人在十字架的顺服。
And because of the obedience of Christ on the cross.
借着基督在神面前的义行。
And because of His righteous deeds before God.
叫所有在基督里的人。
All people who are in Christ.
都复活了。
We all resurrected.
都活在神的面前。
We all live before God.
所以这是我们在神面前的一个新地位。
This is our new position before God.
神把我们从那黑暗的权势拯救出来。
God set us free from the dominion of the darkness.
把我们放在他爱子的国里。
And He put us in the kingdom of His beloved Son.
叫我们出死入生。
That we are out of death and enter eternal life.
所以这是我们在神面前的一个新地位。
That is our new position.
乃是在基督里。
That is in Christ.
罗弟兄姐妹，如果你读特别读，你去读新约圣经。
If you read New Testament.
你看见许多重要的真理都是在基督里。
You know all the principles. Many truths are in Christ. All truths are in Christ.
所以我们看见在基督里这个地位是何等的重要。
And we know the importance of the position in Christ.
我们也应该有这样一个新的地位。
Because of this new position.
我们能够活出一个在基督里的一个新的生活。
We can live the new life.
但我稍微再跟弟兄姐妹再稍微复习一下，神是如何成就这样的一个救恩，把我们放在基督里。
Let's just review and how God accomplished salvation and put us in Christ.
一方面，神是借着基督的宝血解决我们所有罪行的问题。
On the one hand, through His precious blood, He deal with our sinful deeds.
我们早晨在主的饼杯面前纪念他。
This morning before His table, we do in remembrance of Him.
就是纪念他在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
We remember He shed His blood for us.
因他所流的血解决了我们在神面前所有罪行的问题。
Because He shed His blood and He solved all the problem of our sinful deeds.
因为希伯来书告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Because Hebrews tells us, without shedding blood.Sin will not be forgiven.
所以神借着基督的血洗净我们一切的不义。
Through the blood of Christ, and He washed all our unrighteous away.
叫我们在神面前，神看我们比雪还要白。
And so, and God sees us as whiter than the snow.
我们乃是借着爱子耶稣的血得蒙救赎。
And because of the blood of the of His beloved Son, we were saved.
过犯得以赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
这乃是照着神丰富的恩典。
It's all according to His grace of abundance.
就是在我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we were saved.
我们仍然偶尔为过犯所胜。
We sometimes we still sin.
那神怎么样子来解决我们罪行的问题呢？
And how God will deal with our sinful deeds?
仍然是借着基督的宝血。
And through the precious blood of Christ.
因为神儿子基督的宝血是永远有功效。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ is always worth.
所以约翰一书告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。
So the first John tells us, if we confess our sin, and then he is faithful, and then his blood, well, he will forgive our unrighteousness.
这让我们看见神救法的一面，还是靠着基督的宝血，叫我们的罪的行为得着解决。
This is one aspect that see.The function of His blood, and then from His blood, our sins were forgiven.
但是神的救法不止这一面。
But His salvation is not only one aspect.
神更是借着基督的十字架来对付我们里头这叫我们犯罪的根源的问题。
And then through the cross, He will deal with our sinful nature.
因为这个犯罪的根源在我们里头。
Because the sinful nature in us.
也就是我们常所认识的罪性
That is our sinful nature.
它会叫我们不断的犯罪
It will cause us constantly to sin.
所以神不仅解决了我们外面罪的行为的问题借着他的宝血借着他儿子宝血
His precious blood will deal with our sinful deeds.
神越更是要借着基督的十字架来对付我们里头这犯罪的根源的问题
And through His cross He will deal with our sinful nature.
我们从主的话语我们认识我们在神面前之所以成为一个罪人还不是因为我们犯了罪成为一个罪人
We are sinners not only because we committed crime
Sin against yes.
No, we're sin against God
当然我们知道我们在神面前犯罪呢那的确是个罪人
Of course if we sin against God we are sinners
但是我们在神面前是一个之所以是一个罪人那是因为我们是带着罪性来到这个世上
The reason we are sinners because we come to the to the earth with sinful nature.
所以我们之所以会犯罪，那是因为我们是一个罪人。
The reason we will sin against God because we're sinners.
那是因为罪的根源在我们里头。
Because the sinful nature dwells in us.
不需要人家教。
We don't need other people to teach us.
我们生下来的人就会犯罪。
After we were born, we will sin against God.
这方面我想弟兄姐妹都非常认识。
I think you know all this.
我就不需要再多说。
I don't need to say no more.
但是神对我们解决我们拯救我们从这罪性里头拯救的方法是什么？
And then what is the way that God saves us from our sinful nature?
那是借着基督的十字架。
But through the cross of Jesus.
因着神把我们放在基督里。
Because God put us in Christ.
当我们主耶稣在十字架死了的时候，
When the Lord died on the cross,
我们也死了。
We died with him.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，
When he resurrected from the dead,
我们也与他一同的复活。
We resurrected with him.
所以借着基督的十字架，神在我们身上来对付这个罪性的根源。
And through the cross of the Christ to deal with our sinful nature.
所以哥林多后书五章告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都是新的。
In First Corinthians,
Second
Corinthians, it says, "If we are a new creation
in Christ."
所
以我们看见今天神把我们放在基督里，这是他完全的救恩。
We know that God put us in Christ. This is because of His perfect salvation.
神乃是借着在基督里解决了罪人一切的问题。
In Christ, that God solved all the problems from sinners.
所以今天感谢主，我们在基督里，我们成为一般出死入生的人。
And praise the Lord, in Christ, we are people out of death.
所以在罗马书第六章那里，保罗就告诉我们，我们借着洗礼来表明这件事情。
In Romans chapter 6, and Paul tells us through our baptism, it manifests all this.
我相信弟兄姐妹对于我们的受浸，我们都有一些的认识。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all have some knowledge of our baptism.
在这里让我们看见主的话，让我们看见我们乃是借着受浸归入死，和他一同埋葬。
And then here, the God's word tells us through baptism we are into His death.
那我们受浸的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose to be baptized?
弟兄姐妹，你们认识受浸的意义目的是什么吗？
Do you know the purpose to be baptized?
我们发现有些时候基督徒他们觉得受浸了呢才能够得着永生。
And then sometimes a person think after you baptize you will receive eternal life.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
不准确。
Not accurate.
因为主的话告诉我们，我们之所以得永生乃是因为信耶稣。
Because the Lord tells us the reason we receive eternal life because we believe in Christ.
约翰福音三章十六节，叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Like John chapter 3 verse 6 says, the one who believes in him shall not perish but receive eternal life.
这里主的话让我们看见，我们借着受浸归入死，和他一同埋葬，乃是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And here tells us that we through our baptism into his death, that we will also shall walk in the newness of life.
所以我们看见我们受浸乃是为了叫我们的生活能够活出那新生命的样式来。
We were baptized because we our life will have a new way.New life.
也就是叫基督的生命能够从我们身上活出来。
That is the Christ's life will be lived out through us.
只有当我们与基督同死，我们才能够与基督同活。
We can live along with him only if we die with him.
所以受浸一方面让我们看见，乃是在那里，我们在这里借着受浸来宣告我们在基督里的一个新地位。
Our baptism is to declare our new position in Christ.
我们一方面已经被神从世界里头分别出来。
On the one hand, God has already separated us from the world.
从前我们在世界里。
Before we were in the world.
但今天我们乃是在基督里。
Now we're in Christ.
另一方面，借着受浸，乃是见证我们与基督已经与基督完全的联合。
And then secondly, through the baptism, we are united with Christ.
我们在他死的形状上与他联合。
We were united in the likeness of his death.
所以当弟兄们把我们要受浸的弟兄姐妹浸到水里头的时候，
When the brother will put you into the water,
这个水就预表着坟墓。
That water is metaphor the tomb.
你浸到水里头乃是预表你进入了坟墓。
You get into water, that means you are buried.
你与基督在死的形状上是完全的联合。
And you are totally united with his death.
主耶稣死了。
The Lord died.
你也死了。
You died also.
主耶稣埋葬了。
And he buried.
你也埋葬了。
You buried also.
这感谢神，弟兄们还要把我们从水里头再带出来。
Praise the Lord, the brother will take you out of the water.
让我们看见我们在基督复活的形状上也与他联合。
That is the unification with his.
我们与他一同从坟墓里头也出来了。
We raised from tomb with him.
所以我们借着受浸，我们乃是在这里来见证。
Through our baptism, we testify.
也借着受浸，我们在这里认同我们与基督是完全的联合。
And then we agree that we are perfectly united with him.
哥林多前书第七章告诉我们，那与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
And then The First Corinthians tells us the one who is united in Christ and with have the same spirit.
所以当我们借着受浸的时候，我们看见我们与主乃是完全的联合。
When we baptized, we were totally united with him.
不仅我们宣告我们在基督里的地位。
Not only we declare our position.
我们也看见因着与基督的联合。
And then we see because of this.
我们与基督成为一灵。
We have one spirit.
基督就借着圣灵住在我们里头。
And then Christ will dwell in us through Spirit.
他进到我们里头，并且永远住在我们里头。
He dwells in us forever.
所以我们在基督里，基督也在我们里面。
We are in Christ, and Christ is in us.
我们与基督成为一灵。
We have one Spirit.
在哥林多后书也让我们看见，那末后的亚当成了那叫人活的灵。
And then it tells us the last Adam because.The spirit that people, it calls people alive.
我们知道这位末后的亚当就是主耶稣基督。
And then we know that the later Adam, that is our Lord Christ.
他成为那赐生命的灵。
And he is the spirit to give life.
住在我们里面。
And dwells in us.
叫我们能够与他同活。
So that we can be alive with him.
这是我们能够与主同死同活的秘诀。
That is the secret that we can call death and alive with him.
乃是因着我们在基督里，并且基督也借着生命的灵住在我们里头。所以我们借着受浸来表明这个事实。这是神在基督里已经成就的一个事实。接着在罗马书保罗就让我们看见我们要与基督同死同活的有四个重要的步骤。
And then, Paul let us to see the four, important steps, and then we are called death and live with Christ.
其中三个步骤是在罗马书第六章。
And then three steps are in chapter 6 of Romans.
那第四个步骤是在罗马书第八章。
And then the fourth one is in chapter 8.
第一在罗马书第六章第六节说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
Step one, it's in Romans chapter 6, verse 6. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That we should no longer be slave of sin.
所以基督徒的生活应该是一个脱离罪的一个生活。
The Christian life has to be out of sin.
在这里我们必须第一个秘诀，第一个重要步骤是我们必须要知道神已经做成的这个救恩。
The first step is we know that God has accomplished the salvation.
弟兄们，我们知不知道呢？
Do we know?
很多时候我们说我们头脑知道。
Sometimes we have the head knowledge.
但我们发现啊，当那个罪在我们里头，那个罪性又来引诱我们、试探我们犯罪的时候。
But we discover, but the sinful nature within us come out and then tempt us.
我们就觉得我们那个旧人啊，好像又没有与主同死。
And then we feel that this old flesh didn't die with Christ.
在这点上，我们就常常中了仇敌撒旦的诡计。
At this point, we often fall into the trick of that story.
一方面，当我们发现我们里头好像还有一个旧人啊，他在那里与罪在那里相争。
And on the one hand, we see our old flesh is struggle with sin.
那我们呢，就有一个反应说，好，我们这个要把旧人钉十字架。
Our response is we have to crucify this old man.
对你们对不对
？Is that right?
你有没有这样的挣扎过
have you ever have such struggle?
如果有的话，我相信你的经验告诉你一件事。
If you have, then your experience will tell you.
结果是我们又会被罪过犯所胜。
At the end, you will be overcome by the sin.
因为我们发现我们不可能靠着我们自己要把我们的旧人再钉十字架。
Because we crucified, and because we realized we cannot condemn our own, old flesh by our own by ourselves.
当我们发现我们靠着自己没有办法把旧人钉十字架的时候
，When we know that we cannot crucify our old flesh,
那我们就祷告神。
Then we praise to God.
神啊，你帮我再赶快帮我把旧人钉死。
And we'll pray to ask Lord and then Lord and crucify my old flesh.
因为这个罪性在里头啊，又发动了。
Because the sinful nature it acts.
他要叫我看不该看的东西。
And then let me see things that.
他要叫我做不该做的事情。
And I'll do things that I should not.
主啊，你赶快帮助我。
Lord help me.
钉死我的旧人。
And then crucify my old flesh.
所以我们就发现神好像也没有垂听我们的祷告。
And then we discover that Lord it seems that didn't hear our prayer.
因为我们又犯罪了。
Because we sin again.
弟兄姐妹，神不是没有听我们的祷告。
It is not the Lord didn't hear our prayer.
因为我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because our old man is already crucified on the cross.
仇敌借着我们里面的感觉。
And then the adversary through our feelings.
叫我们怀疑神的话。
And let us to doubt the words of God.
叫我们怀疑神已经成就的救恩。
Let us to doubt the salvation that God has.
弟兄姐妹，主的话告诉我们，我们得在基督里是本乎神。
And then the words of God tells us we are in Christ is all because of it's of because of God.
主的话也告诉我们，我们的旧人已经和基督同钉十字架了。
And He told us our old man is already crucified with Him on cross.
仇敌乃是借着我们的感觉来动摇我们对主话语的信心。
The enemy will use our emotion to let us to shake us from our faith.
弟兄姐妹，当我们受浸的时候
，When we baptize,
我们岂不是知道说我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架了吗
？Do we know we already died with him?
那为什么当罪来试探引诱我们的时候
，But when the sin come attempt us,
我们还在那里靠着努力要把我们旧人钉十字架
？Then why do we through our own effort try to crucify our old man?
我们怎么还在那里祷告主说，主啊，你快把我旧人钉十字架
？And why do we pray to God, the Lord, and crucify my old man?
难怪我们基督徒虽然蒙恩了
，No wonder even though we were saved.
虽然我们已经受浸了
，Even though we were baptized.
但是我们仍然被过犯所胜
，And then we also the sin is overcome us.
就是因为我们不相信。神已经成就了救恩
Because we don't believe the salvation he already
所以我们需要那赐人智慧启示的灵开我们里面的眼睛
So we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation open our inner eyes
叫我们从里头真看见我们旧人已经与基督同死同埋葬
So that we will truly see that we were called as an
unknown 因为如果你看见了
With him, if you have seen this,
如果神让我们从里头看见了
if you see this from
仇敌就再也不能动摇我们
And then the adversary will not shake us.
再也不能欺哄我们。
He will not deceive us.
因为我们真知道我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we truly know our old man was already crucified on the cross with him.
这是我们与基督同死同活的第一步。
That is the first step that we call death.
这是非常重要的一步。
And this is very important.
如果没有这一步，我们就没有办法能够与基督同死同活。
And without this, there's no way for us to die and then live it.
所以我们需要祷告，像保罗一样祷告求神，再将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
So we need pray like Paul and to ask him to send the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道。
That is truly known.
我们就能够得着释放。
Then we will be set free.
但是这是第一步。
That is the first step.
第二步在罗马书六章第十一节。
Second step is in Romans.6 verse 11.
他说：“你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。”
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这里的中文圣经他说：“看自己是死的。”
And then in Chinese version, it says to look at yourself.
但他圣经的原文乃是说 count， 就是算自己是死的。
But the original version is to count.To count us as dead.
所以我们这个中文这个看啊，有时候我们看会看错。
And then for Chinese, we, if we, the version we look at, sometimes you will look wrong.
但如果用这个计算，用这个算呢，用数学上、会计上面这个算呢，就不会算错。
If you count as an accounting, you will not make mistakes.
为什么我说我们看的话会看错呢
？Why if you look at it, you will look at wrong.
如果我们看看我们自己
，If you look at yourself,
看我们生活当中的反应
，And then see our life.
看我们不在聚会的时候，在家里头的一些表现
，And then see our deeds at home.
当我们在发脾气的时候
，When we threw a fit.
你看看自己
，You look at yourself.
旧人死了吗？
Is your old man died?
看来看去觉得实在是好像不像是死的。
It seems not died yet.
那看看别人。
If you look around,
夫妻两个在吵架的时候。
And then especially a couple.
你看着对方。
When you see your spouse.
那旧人像是死了吗
？It seems that the old flesh died.
看一看也不像。
It seems not.
所以如果看的话呢，我们很难看自己是死的。
If we look at, it's hard to look at us to.
甚至很多时候，我们越看自己呢。
Sometimes the more you look at,
我们发现我们那个旧人好像越看越活。
And then you see your old man, it's more alive.
从前脾气不好。
And you always lose your temper.
现在看一看呢
，When you look at yourself,
脾气也没有比较好。
And then you didn't haven't improved.
但主的话告诉我们，还是要算自己是死的。
But the word from God tells us you count yourself dead to sin.
像神在基督耶稣里算自己是活的。
And to count yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这个会计上用这个算这个字是什么意思
？What does it mean to count in accounting in the term of accounting?
那我们用很简单的算术，那一加一等于二。
Let's do addition, and 1 + 1 = 2.
我相信在我们当中每一位弟兄姊妹都会算。
And then I know you all can count.
没有人会算错。
And no one can make mistakes.
今天主的话告诉我们，基督死了，我们也死了。
And the Lord tells us, Christ died and we died.
如果我们来算这个当做算数来算的话
，If we count this as addition,
我们就不可能算错。
You will not count wrong.
我们旧人死了吗
？Is our old man died?
如果基督死了
，If Christ died,
我们在他里面
，We're in him.
我们与他联合
，We're united in him.
那我们有没有死
？Are we dying?
我们一算呢，就很简单。
When we count, it's simple.
我们也死了。
We also died.
基督埋葬了
And then Christ buried,
我们算一下
but you count,
我们也埋葬了
we buried too.
所以会计上数学上这个计算这个算啊是非常准确的
the audition is very accurate.
是不能马虎的
And then you cannot make mistakes.
从前我们在当趟啊中午有个聚会
And before we have a meeting at downtown.
那江燕姐妹呢也中午也跟我们在一起聚会贾
江燕。Sister Jim and also went there.
那时候我们另外有个姐妹呢，她在别的聚会，但是她中午跟我们一起聚会。
Another sister, she was from another fellowship, but she also come to our.
她也是做会计的。
And she's also accountant.
但是呢，她很忙，有时候结账，公司结账就很忙。
And then, she's busy.
但中午呢，她还是尽可能的参加我们聚会。
But she tried her best to come to our.
有一次我们就问她说最近怎么样。
And one time we asked her how's going.
她说好忙好忙要加班。
And then he says very very busy.
因为公司在结账。
Because it's the time for the company.
她有一笔账啊，她结了三天了还结不了。
And there is one case and then she was working for 3 days.
那算来算去呢，就差一毛。
And then she counted, and then there is a 10 cents, lack of 10 cents.
那我们不做会计 ，1 cent.
One cent.
我们不做会计的人啊，我们就说差一毛那很简单嘛，就再补上去就好了。
10 cents.
好，一分。
1 cent.
一分。
If we think, oh, this 1 cent, it's okay.
可不可以这样子啊
？Can we do that?
那会计做账可不可以差一分你就补上去就？那个借贷就平衡了。
And can you pay that 1 cent as accountant, then you will balance out?
哎呀，我们姐妹苦得不得了，她说巴不得啊，从自己口袋拿一分钱啊，给她补上去，把这个账给结了。
And she was so bitter, and she would to pay that 1 cent so that she can finish her job.
那姐妹可不可以
？Can she do that?
会计上计算的话，可不可以这样子
？Can you do that?
不行的。
No.
会计上的计算是非常准确的。
And then for the accountant, as accountant, you have to be a very accurate.
所以我们姐妹当然至少她一定要找到那个问题。
And then she has to find the problem.
才能够把这个会计的这个平衡借贷啊算得对。
Then she can make the balance right.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里算我们与基督同死。 乃是根据一个事实。
When we count ourselves died with Christ, that means according to.
所以为什么我们必须要知道那个事实
？Now why? That's why we have to know the.
如果我们真知道那个事实
，If we truly know the fact,
我们已经与基督同死同埋了。
Which is we already buried and then died with.
那我们要算我们与基督同死的话
，If we count ourselves died with him,
会不会算错
？Are you count wrong?
当然不会算错了。
Of course not.
不管罪在里头怎么样子来引诱我们
，No matter how sin attempt us.
我们的旧人已经死了
Our old man has died already.
他什么都不能再做了
He can't do anything.
从前一个脾气再坏的人
a bad tempered person,
他如果已经死了
if he died already,
你看他尸体就摆在那里
his cross is already laid
无论你怎么样子对待他
no matter how you treat him,
他还会不会发脾气
will he throw temper, again?
他再也不能发脾气
Then he cannot throw temper anymore.
从前他是一个很贪心的一个人
Before he's a greedy man,
现在已经死了
he's died already.
他还能够再贪心吗
can he be greedy again?
从前是一个十恶不赦的强盗
Before he's a robber,
现在他已经死在那里了
Now he died over there.
他还能起来做坏事吗
can he raise up, do he, rob again?
同学们绝对不能
No way.
所以我们必须知道我们旧人已经与基督同死同埋了
We have to know that our old man has already died and buried with Christ.
所以呢，我们要算自己是死的，就不会算错。
So if we count ourselves died, and then you will not make mistakes.
好，那这个我们这两点我们比较容易明白。
And it's easy for us to understand these two points.
好，接下来到罗马书六章十三节。
And then we come to Romans chapter 6.
这里主的话告诉我们说，十三节说，不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人。将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness.
这第三个步骤就告诉我们，乃是要。将自己献给神。
So the third step tells us we need to offer ourselves.
不仅把我们整个人献给神。
Not only the whole being.
而且还是在我们身上的每一个肢体，要一样一样的来献给神。
But also every part, every members to present before.
献给神什么意思呢
？What does it mean to present our body?
他一方面说到主权的转移。
And that is to talking about we have to transfer the sovereignty, His sovereignty.
从前我要怎么用我的口？是随我自己的意思。
And I will use my mouth and by my own will.
我从前要怎么说话就怎么说话。
And before I can speak whatever I want to speak.
但今天我们因为从死里复活了。
But today because we are rose from death.
我们要将我们的身体，将身体中的每一个肢体来奉献给神。
We have to present every member of our body to God.
让神来使用。
And then let God use it.
从前我要怎么用我的手是随着我的意思。
Before I can by my own will I can use my hands.
但今天因着我们从与基督从死里复活。
But because now we are risen from death.
我们要将这个手也要献给神。
We have to consecrate our hands to God.
为什么我们与基督同死同活以后，我们还需要有这个步骤把自己献给神呢
？Why do we need this step to present our body as a living sacrifice to God even after we were co-dead and life with God?
在这点上，因为仇敌有一个很厉害的诡计，所以我必须用一个简单的故事跟弟兄姐妹来说明。
Because the adversary has a very serious matter to for this, so I'll to illustrate this, I will use a story.
从前有一个。做奴隶的一个黑奴女孩。
There is an African-American slave girl.
她就被带到一个贩卖奴隶的市场里头。
And she was brought to a slave trafficking.
在那里呢，就有人在那里买卖奴隶。
And then people are trade slaves.
那天这个小女孩呢，带着恐惧的心，被带到了那个奴隶贩卖市场。
With a horrible feeling, and she was brought to the market.
当他四顾看一看在周围的这些人
When she look around,
叫他心里头更加的恐惧
she was even more terrified.
因为那这些来买奴隶的这些人真的是个个都是像凶神恶煞一样
Because those buyers, they look very evil.
这小女孩她就在那里担忧自己前面的命运将会是如何。
So she was worried her future.
不管被谁买去了。
No matter who's going to buy it.
她知道她的结局都会非常的凄惨。
And then she know her life will be miserable.
当众人在那里开始纷纷竞价要买她的时候。
When people are bid price to buy her.
哎呀，她头低的都不敢抬起了。
And then she was bowed her head very lowly.
她实在是担忧自己前面的命运。
And she was worried.
突然，他听到那贩卖的人说成交了。因为有一个人，他出了最高的价，将他买了。
Because one person bid the highest price to buy her.
这女孩心里面知道自己的命运注定是完蛋了。
And then she know her life is finished.
那突然间，他听见这个买他的主人跟他说：“说你自由了，从今以后你可以自由过你的生活。”而这个买他的人呢，就走了。当这女孩听到这样的一个天大的好消息，她从前是奴隶。
She was a slave before.
她注定将来也要做奴隶。
And then her destination is to be a slave.
那突然间，这位买她的人说她可以自由。
All of a sudden, the master who just bought her said, "You are free."
哎呀，她心里面好高兴。
And then she was overjoyed.
但她高兴没多久。
And then just not long.
她突然间抬头一看。
When she looked up.
她四周那些原本要买她的那些人仍然在那里。
And she saw all the people who's the slave traders were there.
他每一个都虎视眈眈的看着他。
They all look at her with evil eyes.
他心里面马上知道。
All of a sudden, she know.
他如果不跟着那个买他的主人。
If she didn't follow the master.
他知道他自己很快又会沦为这些恶主人的奴隶。
Soon after, she will be slave again.
所以她突然间灵机一动。
And then all of a sudden, she had an idea.
她赶快跑上去追上那个买她的主人。
And then she ran and followed the master.
说主人，我愿意一生做你的奴隶。
Say, master, I would like to be a slave to you.
好叫她能够免去那被那恶主人再一次的再把她给掳掠去。
So she will avoid to be captured by other buyers.
你们这个故事告诉我们什么？
What the story tells us,
我们基督徒从前乃是罪的奴隶。
As a Christian, before we are slave of sin,
罪借着他的权势来辖制我们。
By the dominant of sin, and he controls.
叫我们做我们不愿意做的事。
And we will do things that we do not.
我们成天的犯罪。
We sin against God all the time.
乃是因为罪在里头做主人。
Because sin is our master.
而我们的主他在十字架上为我们付上了赎价。
And then our Lord, he paid the price on the cross.
他用他自己的生命买赎了我们。
And then he bought us by from through broken his body.
他因着他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他实在是愿意叫我们能够自由地过我们的生活。
He's willing to let to set us free.
那弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白一件事情。
But we should understand one thing.
今天如果我们以为我们能够真正的自由过生活，
If we thought we can live our life freely,
就我们发现没多久，
And then not long, soon after,
我们又成为罪的奴隶。
They will become slave of sin again.
这就是我们基督徒的故事。
That is the story of Christian.
这是为什么在这里主的话要我们把自己要献给神。
This is why Lord tells us we need present.
像是从死里复活的人一样，将自己做义的器具献给神。
As we already rise from the dead, we will present our members to be the instrument of life.
只有在这位为我们流血舍命买赎我们的主的权柄底下，
and only under the sovereign of the Lord who already paid a great price to buy us.
他不仅有权柄做我们的主人，
He's not have the authority to be our master.
他更是用他的爱来做我们的主人，
and then even he.Is our master by his
我们应该像那个黑奴女孩一样。
We need to be like the African American.
我们愿意把自己当作爱的奴仆来献给神。
We're willing to be as the slave of love.
好像我们这个身体。
So that our body.
好像我们这个身上的每一个肢体。
And then all members of our body.
能够让神来管理。
And then let God control.
能够让神来使用
and let him to use.
才叫我们能够免于罪在我们身上的那个权势
then we can be set free from the dominion of sin.
这里主的话叫我们说要将自己献给神
and then here God tells us we have to present our body as the sacrifice.
好叫我们能够成为那义的器具
so that we can be the instrument of righteousness.
我们能够成为那流通的管道
and we can be the vessel of love.
让基督的荣美从我们身上能够流露能够彰显出来
so that the beauty of Christ will be over flow through us.
弟兄姐妹实在是因着基督的爱激励我们
and then because his love encouraged us,
每个主日我们来到主的饼杯面前
and every morning when we come before his table,
当主的爱激励我们的时候
when his love encouraged us,
我们就听见弟兄姐妹们我们愿意将自己再将自己献给神
and then we will hear the prayers from brothers and sisters that we are willing to present
献给神不仅是将这个身体每一个肢体的主权来交给主
to present ourselves to the body, to the Lord not onlyBecause we will give over our rights to him.
献给神也是叫我们的身体上的每一个肢体能够顺从主的带领。
Also, every member of our body will obey the guidance from God.
主叫我们说话，我们就说话。
And then we speak when Lord tells us.
主叫我们做这个事，我们做这个事。
We do things when Lord tells us.
主让我们。这样子在他面前祷告，我们就这样子在他面前祷告。
We pray when Lord says so.
主叫我们这样子能够来关心这个人，我们就这样子关心这个人。
And then we take care, we care about a brother or sister, and when Lord tells us.
这只有当我们把自己献给神
，Only if when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
我们的一举一动才能够活出那新生的样式。
Then our life will have a newness.
弟兄姐妹，乃是神自己来使用我们。
It is God Himself to use us.
来。活出他的自己
and to live himself.
第四点在我们就要跳到罗马书第八章
Fourthly is in Romans chapter 8.
就第四个步骤乃是讲到接下来就是说那我们怎么活
This is the first step and tells us how to live.
我们已经知道我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
We have already known our old man is already crucified.
我们那犯罪的身体已经灭绝了
And then our sinful body is already done away.
我们相信这是神在基督里已经成就的救恩
We believe that the salvation God has already accomplished.
然后我们也懂得这样子来算
And then we know how to count.
当仇敌来试探引诱我们的时候
When adversary come attempt us.
我们因为知道已经与基督同死同埋葬
Because of the knowing of co-death and life with Christ,
所以我们很简单的一算我们就知道说那我们已经死了
When we simply count that
我们这个罪身已经灭绝了
Our sinful body is already
我们身上的肢体已经不能再做罪的奴仆了
Our body cannot be slave of sins
那我们算一算我们也知道了
We already know when we count
然后呢因为我们已经把自己献给神
Because we already consecrate ourselves to God,
因为我们乃是像那从死里复活的人一样
Because we are like the man raised from the dead,
所以我们不再把自己的身体献给罪做罪的奴仆
We no longer give our members of body to be an instrument of sin,
我们把那使用我们这个肢体的这个主权呢已经交给了神
We give the right to God who can use our body,
我们说只有神有权柄
We all know and that God has the right
来使用我们这个身体
He has the only right to
来使用我们的每一个肢体
and to use every member
使用我们的时间
to use our time
使用我们的精力
our time
使用我们的生活
and our life
来彰显他的自己
to glorify himself
那接着我们开始过这样的生活的时候呢
and later on when we live such life
罗马书第八章让我们看见说我们必须要活在灵的里头
Romans chapter 8 tells us we have to live in the spirit
这里保罗简单告诉我们有一个对比
and here Paul has a comparison
特别在第七章让我们看见在我们这个肉身上面仍然有一个肉体
and in chapter 7 tells us we still have a flesh
对这个肉体呢也可以说是这个旧人在我们上的影响
This flesh, which is the old man, has the influence on us.
然后呢，另外一个就是在圣灵的里头。
And the other one is in spirit.
所以在地位上，我们看见一个地位在基督里，一个地位是在亚当里。
In position, and then on the one hand, we have one position in Christ, one position in Adam.
我们已经在基督里得到新的地位。
We have the new position in Christ.
当我们要生活的时候
，When we live,
因着这个地位。
Because of this position,
我们要活在圣灵的里头
We have to live in the Holy Spirit.
也就是那生命的灵。
That is the Spirit of life.
也就是这位复活的基督在我们里头。
That is the resurrected Christ.In us.
所以我们必须要活在灵里头
we have to live in Holy Spirit.
我们才能够活在基督里
Then we can live in Christ.
不然的话我们就会活在一个肉体的里头
Otherwise, we will live in flesh.
这个肉体我们都经历过
we all have experience of our
因为罗马书第七章保罗这里所说的是我们众人都非常熟悉的
And then in Romans chapter 7 what Paul says and then we all know
就说立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我
I will to do good, but I do not do.
而且呢，他也说到说，我所愿意，我有愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
I will to do good, but I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们每个蒙恩基督徒我们都经历过的。
And this is we all experience.
所以我们也都特别能够阿们保罗后面所说这句话。
That's why we will say amen with what Paul says following.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
And how wicked I am, who can deliver me from this body?
姐妹，我们是不是都有过这样的呼喊呢？
Do we all have such crying?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
And who can deliver me?
因为我们心里头实在是盼望遵守主的律法。
Because In our life, we hope we can obey God's.
我们从心里头，我们盼望能够遵守主的命令。
And then from our heart desire, we would like to obey His commandment.
我可以见证，这是每一个重生得救的基督徒都盼望的。
I can testify, this is all our hope.
这是每一个新基督徒，我们心里面都愿意的。
This is all our willing.
但是我们发现，我们心灵固然愿意。
But we discover even we will.
那当我们行出来的时候呢？
But when we do.
我们又做一些是我们不愿意做的事情。
But we do things that we do not want.
我明明知道主的命令说要丈夫爱你的妻子。
But God's commandment says as a husband you need love your wife.
在某种的情况之下。
But in a certain condition.
我们心里面真是盼望遵守主的命令。
We truly hope to obey God's commandment.
但结果呢？
As a result.
我们又大发脾气。
And then we threw a temper.
我们又说了不该说的话
we say things that we
我们甚至做了不该做的事
we do things that we should not
所以我们跟保罗一样
so we are as Paul,
虽然我们已经重生得救了
even we are already saved,
但我们发现我们胜不过我们里面这个肉体
but we find out that we cannot overcome our own flesh.
所以我们常常这么说我们常常这么说
even though we often say,
我真是苦啊谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
who can deliver me?
到有一天
but one day,
保罗他明白了
But Paul understands.
他虽然在我的肉体里头
He said, even though in my flesh,
有一个那罪还有死的律
and there is a law of sin and death.
这罪和死的律啊就叫我做我不想做的
The law of sin and death and caused me to do things that I do not want.
这个罪和死的律就叫我不能做我想要做的
And the law of sin and death and let me not to do the good that I want to.
就这个罪和死的律叫我不能遵守主的命令。
That is the law of sin and death and then cause me cannot follow the law of God.
反而叫我去违背了主的命令。
But against the commandment from God.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督徒必须要认识的一个重要的秘诀。
This is a secret that as a Christian we should know.
因为在我们这个肉身里头
Because in our flesh,
在肉体的里头
in our flesh,
它有一个律
There is a law.
这律是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
就不管是在哪里
It means no matter where.
不管是什么时候
No matter when.
这个律呢它就带来一个结果
And that law will cause a result.
就像地心引力是一个律
And like gravity.
在休斯顿它是这个样子
And then the gravity it's same in Houston.
在北京也是这个样子
It's same in Houston.
如果把一个东西从我手中放掉
If I drop one thing from my hand,
它就会掉到地上
it will fall onto the floor.
因为呢地心引力是一个律
Because the gravity is a law.
无论是这个东西轻也好重也好
No matter is a light or heavy stuff,
无论在北半球南半球也好
No matter in the north or south,
这个律就叫东西往下掉
Because the gravity will cause things fall onto the floor.
今天在我们肉体里头
In our flesh,
有一个罪和死的律
There is a law of sin and death.
罪叫我们犯罪
and the sin causes to sin.
死叫我们软弱
and the death causes to be
软弱到一个地步我们就不得不犯罪
we are so weak to the point we have
所以罪就借着这个罪和死的律就不断地来胜过我们
so that's why sin overcomes through the law of sin and death.
当我们从我们心里面有心里面有一个盼望
but we have a but we hope.
我们也有一个力量。
When we have strength.
我们说我要每天读主的话。
And I say I will read Bible.
特别在每年开始的时候。
Especially at the beginning of the new year.
今天我把圣经好好读一遍。
And I say I will determine to read Bible.
到了二月份。
In February.
读到出埃及记。
And when you were in Exodus.
就和以色列人一样，就死在旷野。
You were dead in wilderness as Israelites.
好，感谢主，明年又有新的一年开始。
Praise the Lord, we will have another new year.
没有，这是新的一年。
This is a new year.
我们再来立一个新的志愿。
And that is make another new year resolution.
好，我们再从创世纪开始读。
And then we start from Exodus.
结果读到出埃及记，又死在旷野。
Oh, from Genesis and when you're in Exodus, you died in wilderness again.
我们就发现，我们一次又一次的。
And then we discovered we're doing this again.
就在这个罪和死的律之下，我们不断的失败。
And then we fail under the law of sin and death.
但当保罗明白这件事情，
After Paul understand this,
他就说感谢神。
And he said, praise the Lord.
他知道这是神做的。
And he know this is what
因为神把我们放在基督耶稣里。
Because God put us in Christ.
他说靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
And he said, we will be out of it by our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说感谢赞美主。
He said, praise the Lord.
同学们，我们必须要认识这个神的拯救。
And then, brothers and sisters, we have to know the salvation of God.
在基督耶稣里，神救了我们。
God saved us in Christ.
神并没有把这个罪和死的律从我们这个肉身上除去。
God didn't remove the law of sin and death.
弟兄姐妹，你不要向神祷告说，求神把我们罪根给拔掉。
Do not pray that ask God to remove the sinful nature from you.
弟兄姐妹，这不是神的旨意。
That is not the will of God.
神的旨意乃是要借着另一个更高的律。
And then his will is by the greater law.
高过那个罪和死的律。
The law is greater than sin and death.
他叫我们脱离了。
And then we will be out of it.
就像一架载满了人、载满了乘客、载满了货物的飞机。
It's like an airplane that is full of passenger and cargo.
比这个眼镜盒重了不知道几百倍。
It's much, much heavier than this box.
我们看见虽然地心引力还在。
We know that even there it's still gravity.
在当飞机在这里起飞的时候，
When the airplane take off,
我们就看见在那里有另外一个更高的律，
And we see there's a greater law.
就叫这个飞机能够脱离。
So that the airplane will take off.
地心引力虽然还在，
Even the gravity still there.
但是因着另外一个更大的能力，
But because of the greater power.
一个更高的律，
And the greater law.
就叫这个载满乘客和货物的飞机能够脱离地心引力的律。
So the airplane is passenger and cargo, it can be out of the gravity.
同样的，今天神在基督耶稣里，
same as in Christ.
他已经预备了给我们这个生命圣灵的律。
And he already prepared the law of life and the Holy Spirit.
他乃是在基督耶稣里就释放了我们。
And then he set us free in Christ.
叫我们能够脱离这个罪和死的律。
So we can out of the law of sin and death.
叫我们能够一举一动能够活出那新生的样式，
so that we can live a new life.
就是能够叫基督从我们身上能够活出来。
And that is to live out the life of Christ.
我昨天读到尼托森弟兄分享的一个见证。
And then I recently read a testimony from Watchman Nee.
他有一个在上海那时候有一个弟兄。
And there was a brother in China.
弟兄很有钱。
And he was rich.
因为他是做生意的。
Because he's a businessman.
但是他的脾气也非常不好。
But he has a bad temper.
所以有一天到你弟兄这边来，非常的愁眉苦脸。
And then one time he came to a brother me, and then with a something worry.
他说：“你弟兄，你必须要帮助我。”
He said, "Brother me, you have to help me."
他因为我虽然是一个基督徒，
He said, "Even though I'm a Christian."
我做生意也做得很成功。
And I'm a successful businessman.
那我聚会也很有服侍。
And then I serve at the gathering.
但我就是有一个毛病。
But I have one flaw.
就是我的脾气。
I have bad temper.
他说我信主了以后，
After I believe the Lord.
他说我知道我这个乱发脾气是不对的。
I know it is wrong for me to throw a temper.
他说我也多次的下定决心要改我的脾气。
I decide to change many times.
但是呢，我还是常常发脾气。
But I often lost my temper.
这个弟兄说他在他的生意里头他雇一些伙计。
And then he told brother me, and he has some workers.
我们的弟兄啊，的确是很有心的。
And because and he is really careful.
他有 good intention.
Oh, he's a good intention.
他就跟他们伙计讲啊，那个一个礼拜呢，六天要上班。
He told his workers, you work 6 days a week.
礼拜天呢要上不一样的班。
And then Sunday you have work differently.
就要他们到教会里头去上班。
And then you work, you go to church.
就去聚会。
And then which is to the gathering.
因为他希望他们能够听福音啊，能够信耶稣。
Because he wants them to hear the gospel and then believe in Christ.
他的确是立志行善。
And then he will to do good.
结果呢？他公司这些伙计呢，没有一个人要信耶稣的。
And then all the workers didn't want to believe in Christ.
他们就说啊，我们这个老板啊。
He says our boss.
他说他是基督徒。
And he says he's a Christian.
整天发脾气。
And then he lost his temper.
一点小事都发脾气。
Even through minor things.
把那个杯子也摔了。
And then he threw the cups.
把桌子也掀了。
And then he will flip the table.
他还叫我们信耶稣啊。
He led us to believe.
他说：“我们看，我们不信耶稣的比他还好。”他们背后在这些私在背后议论他们的老板的时候，我们这基督徒的弟兄啊，他也听见了。他心里面就更加的难过。因为他一方面希望他的伙计都能够信耶稣，一方面他这样子发脾气，害了他伙计都不愿意来信耶稣。他跟尼弟兄说：“我这个罪啊，在主的面前，这个罪罪大恶极
了。”I am a greater of the greater sinner of sinners.
但他改也改不了。
I can't change.
好，尼弟兄，你一定要帮我。
And the brother, he helped me.
当他在那边流泪，在那里跟尼弟兄在那里哭诉的时候。
And then when he cried to brother Ni.
尼弟兄边听就边笑。
And then, but the brother Ni was laughed at him.
那个弟兄就跟他讲，哎呀，你不要再笑我了，我真的是很苦。
And then brother goes, I'm so bitterness. Why are you laughing at me?
他想尼弟兄可能没听清楚他的难处。
And then he thought probably brother Ni didn't understand.
他说不仅我在我伙计面前发脾气。
He said not only I lose my temper before.
他说在家里头更是。
I'm even worse at home.
这可能跟我们的问题也很像。
And probably same to us.
他说啊，他有时候要讲准备讲道。
And then sometimes you like to preach message.
他知道讲道之前啊不能发脾气，是不是？
But he knows before you preach you cannot lose your temper.
结果呢，他妻子呢，很有好心的服侍他，端了一杯热茶给他喝。
And then his wife will bring him a hot tea to him.
就他一喝呢，就烫到嘴了。
And then it's so hot when he drink.
哎呀，他明明知道说明天讲道不可以发脾气。
And he knows I cannot lose my temper.
如果发脾气的话，明天就不用讲道了。
Message, if I do so, I cannot go.
就这个热茶一烫嘴。
But when the hot tea is hurt his lips.
哎呀，脾气上来了。
And then he's bad temper.
把这杯热茶连杯子一同摔了。
And then he just threw the hot tea with the cup.
在你。破口骂他的妻子
and then he will be cursed his wife.
就他隔天主日的服侍也不用服侍
and of course he cannot serve Lord the next day.
我相信我们是或许有些时候我们也像这个弟兄一样
maybe sometimes we're the same as his brother.
我真是苦啊
and it says, and then how
谁能救我脱离这妻子的身
子 I am so wretched, who can deliver me from this death of
God. 感谢神我们弟兄到了一个地步他知道他自己不能再救自己
and then praise the Lord this brother to the point he know he cannot rescue himself.
尼弟兄就跟他分享了罗马书八章一二两节。
So what brother Ni will fellowship of Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2.
他说因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
It says therefore now
第八章第二节。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death.
尼弟兄请这位弟兄读这段经节。
And then what, brother Ni asked this brother read this verse.
他说在基督耶稣里。
And it says in Christ.
神借着这生命圣灵的律，叫我们能够胜过那罪和死的律。
And then through the law of the Spirit of life, it will overcome the law of sin and death.
这里主的话告诉我们是已经。
And then here it says it has already.
神已经赐给我们。
And then God has already.
神已经做成了。
God has already done.
神已经叫我们脱离了。
And then God has already set us free.
当他读完这段经文，你弟兄问他说：“那你脱离了没有？”
After he read this verse, brother Ni asked him, are you free?
这位弟兄说，我没有。
And he says, no, I'm not free.
因为我的脾气还在那里。
Because my bad temper still.
因为我还发脾气的。
Because I still threw a fit.
你弟兄再问他一次。
And then brother Ni asked him again.
主的话怎么说？
And then what the word of God says.
他说，在基督耶稣里释放我。
And he said he set me free.
使我脱离罪和死的律。
So that will be set free from the law of sin.
你弟兄再问他。
And then what, brother, he asked him again.
那你脱离了吗？
And then are you set free?
所以弟兄非常的愁苦。
And then this brother was worried.
他摇着头说没有。
And then he shook his head.
因为我的脾气还在那。
Because my bad temper still in me.
这时候你弟兄就指着他说。
And then brother says.
你今天犯的罪。比你发十倍脾气还要更厉害。
And then the thing you just committed today is 10 times worse than your bad temper.
那是什么罪呢？
What sin it is?
就是你说神是说谎的。
And then you say God lied.
因为神的话告诉我们。
Because God's word tells us.
我们在基督耶稣里已经死了。
We're gone. We're dead.
我们旧人已经埋葬了。
We're buried.
如果我们不相信神所说的
If you don't believe what God says,
那我们岂不就是说神是说谎的吗
then we consider God lying.
神说他已经做成这件事情
God says he has already accomplished.
我们却不相信
And we do not believe.
这个罪岂不是更大吗
This thing is greater than the bad temper.
你弟兄叫这位弟兄说那你就在客厅你在主面前好好的来悔改
And then a brother he asked this brother you have to confess before the Lord.
那长话短说
And then I make it short.
后来弟兄他在主的面前就蒙了主的光照
And then this brother he was received enlightenment from the Lord.
他相信主所说的是真的
He believed that what God says is true.
神已经在基督耶稣里释放了他
And then God has already set him free in Christ.
他就真得释放
And he's truly received freedom.
而当林弟兄到客厅问他的时候怎么样了过了半个小时
and then after half an hour and one watch brother Ni went to the living room ask him again
这位弟兄说释放了
and he said I was set free
他就回去了
and then he went home
过了几个月你弟兄碰到他的时候
and one brother Ni and met him again
问他说怎么样了
and ask him how's everything
我们这位弟兄说释放了
and then our brother says I was set free
又过了半年
After another half year,
在路上又碰到这位弟兄
and then brother Ni met this brother again.
说怎么样了
and then how do you feel?
弟兄说释放了
I was set free.
过了两年，他们在香港又碰到了
and then after 2 years, they met in Hong Kong.
你弟兄问他说
and then
怎么样了
brother Ni asked him how do you feel?
我们的弟兄说释放了
and then our brother said I was set free.
感谢主
praise the Lord.
是我们的神在基督耶稣里释放了我们
it is our God who set us free in Christ.
因为我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
Because our old man is crucified,
我们的罪身已经灭绝了
our sinful body is already gone
神借着那 生命圣灵的律已经释放了我们
And God set us free by the law of life
等姐妹我们只需要相信主的话
And then the only thing we need to do is to believe the words of God
我们就得着释放
And then we will be saved
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May Lord bless His own words.
那我们一起有点祷告。
And let's pray.
主，我们在你面前要承认，我们常常是小信的。
Lord, we come before you and confess that we are faithless.
主，今天你借着你的话语再一次告诉我们。
And you tell us today through your own words.
主是你的恩典。
It is your grace.
你在基督里耶稣里成就了这个救恩
you accomplish the salvation in Christ.
主你叫我们旧人与基督同死同埋
you cause our old flesh is died and then crucified with Christ on the cross
你也在基督耶稣里赐给我们这生命圣灵的律
and then in Christ you give us this law of life
主你已经释放了我们
and you have set us free
主啊求你赦免我们过去的不幸
May you forgive all our faithless.
主，愿我们简单的能够相信你所说的。
Let us simply to believe what you say.
主，你说成了。
You say you are accomplished.
就成了。
And it's already done.
主，愿你的救恩
May your salvation.
真是能够在我们身上成为实际。
And then become a reality for us.
主啊，叫我们能够借着信心，能够与我们所听见的道能够调和。
And then we will walk with the manner with our faith by our and then.
主啊，好叫我们因着信能够活在你的面前。
So we can live before you by faith.
好叫我们也因着信能够与你同死同活。
And then by faith we will call death.
主，愿你在我们身上得着一切的荣耀。
May we gain glory through us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.